You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Me Too movement sparked many people to take action. Some folks became more politically active to the point of running for elected office. Others have found a different way to make a difference. For Boise resident Patty Costello, it was to write a children's book entitled Catalina and the King's Wall. Patty joins me live in studio today to talk about how this book became a reality. Welcome to the program, Patty.
Thanks for having me.
So we chatted on the phone a little bit before this to get some background. And all of this, Patty, started when you attended the Women's March in Boise in January of 27. So kind of take me back to that day.
Sure. I was excited that Boise was hosting this Women's March. I remember staking out a good parking spot because I figured it'd be really busy. Mm-hmm. So I was excited about the turnout. I had my then-year-old son on my back in the backpack, and we lined up toward the front. And we were standing there, and I ran into a couple friends of mine. We were just chatting about the good turnout and what the day meant, the historical significance of it. But I remember thinking, I'm really concerned. I have a son, just a year old. He's going to be growing up over the next few years with this new administration. And I was thinking about some of the messages that I was hearing, people telling other people to go back where they came from. You don't belong here. And I didn't want my son to hear these or think he could say this to other people. He's white and blonde, so he is not going to be one of the people that is going to be told that, but I was concerned that he would think it was okay to say that. So I was standing there thinking, what can I do? How can I address this? And the idea to write a children's book came into my head out of nowhere. It was this little light bulb moment, and I turned to my friend and said, I'm going to write a book. Okay.
Sure. All right.
Yes.
And had you written in the past? I mean, is this part of what you do on a normal basis?
It's not. I'm a scientist by training. I have a PhD in neuroscience, so I've written a lot, trying to take science topics for a general audience, which in and of itself is a form of writing and communication. But it was not necessarily on my list to write a children's book. We read a lot of books at home, but it's a lot easier to read them than to write them. So it was a completely new endeavor. I had no idea what I was getting into at the time.
So then tell me about how, so you say to your friends, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a children's book. You had to come up with an idea.
Yes. and I've been working on it every day since the march. And when I went home and I immediately started brainstorming and also enlisting help. So I sought out professionals in the field that could give me feedback. So at first it started out kind of as a laundry list of things you shouldn't do. And then it morphed into, okay, I need to make this more of a story. So it had a global warming theme, and there was a wall in there. And I think my first iteration of the story, there was a wall, and it melted because of global warming, and everyone died. And I sent it to this children's book editor for feedback.
And he said, no, you can't do this.
You probably shouldn't kill people in a children's book. And I really thought about it for a few days. And I thought, yeah, he's probably right. So it's been through well over 100 iterations. I think I had hired 4 or 5 editors because I really did want professional feedback. So I really was starting from scratch. And so I feel like now the final product is definitely a good place. It's a fun, friendly story for kids. It involves walls made out of sprinkles and icing and cookie dough. So it's very friendly. No one dies. It's all...
That's nobody dies. And I have to say, I read the book, and it is a pretty cute story. I mean, there's, as an adult, you get the message. But it's kind of like there's a kind of a precocious girl, Catalina, mm-hmm. and there's, you know, she lives in a kingdom, and this kingdom wants to basically build a wall to keep the other people out of his kingdom. And she keeps giving him ideas on what he should build that wall with, knowing that it probably won't work. So I remember one of them was the sprinkles that you said, and then the ice cream that melts. And so was that part of it too? Once you got this professional advice, was how do you make it engaging for children.
Yes. The rule of threes comes into play here. So there's a first attempt, icing, and the rain melts it, sprinkles, and the wind blows it away, the cookie dough. And then there's also a mantra. So when the wall doesn't work, Catalina says, I knew that would happen. And that draws kids in. They like repetition. They like to predict what happens, but to the extent of they don't quite know what's coming yet, but they think they know what's happening. And then you add that little twist. So I'm not sure if I should give away the ending or not, but there's definitely a little bit of a twist at the ending that you might not see coming, and kids will be engaged with it. So I did really try to follow those rules as far as what works for kids. And then the illustration side of it, keeping it bright, keeping it colorful. There's a little mouse on each page that the kids can look for as they're going through the story. And when I've done readings, kids love to find the mouse. There are eager kids in front raising their hand. I found the mouse. I found the mouse.
Right, right.
So that was fun to do that, too.
I'm speaking with Patty Costello. She's the author of a new children's picture book. It's called Catalina and the King's Wall. And it is available, actually. You can buy it online, but it's at Rediscovered Books in Boise, as well as across the country now. This is a legitimate book that got published. And how does that feel to now? I mean, here you are at a march a year and a half ago and come up with this idea, and now you actually have the physical product.
Yes, it's definitely been a lot more work. I've told people that this was probably harder than getting my PhD in neuroscience, and their eyes get big when I say that. Again, marketing and PR are not my strong suits, so I'm excited. I definitely had to enlist the help of people that this is their industry. They know what they're doing. As far as finding a publisher, everyone said you just need one, yes. So I think I sent it out to well over 50 different publishing houses and agents, and I got the one, yes. Eifrig Publishing, it's out of Pennsylvania, and it's also Berlin. The main owner is German. So we'll see how it goes. It's also at Hide and Seek in Boise, and it's been well received around the community. I've been doing some readings. So I definitely feel like, yes, I have what I set out to do, but I've always set high expectations for myself. So sometimes I just need to be happy with the fact that I came up
you
with something
it.
And I did it.
Yeah. Well, and I thought it was interesting when you and I were talking beforehand about how when we look at the Me Too movement, and for a lot of people it started with the Women's March in January of 17, but how it's taken different iterations for everyone. And as I said in the beginning of this, I mean, we've seen an increase of, women and people of color running for political office. That's one way that they decided to make an impact. And for you, it was really taking on this challenge of not just writing any children's book, but a children's book that talks about things that are happening in our country right now. How does that feel for you to have found, a passion in a different way? Does that make sense?
Yes. You're right. It's definitely its own category of feeling like you're making a difference, and how are you going to get the message of what you believe in across. It was inspired by my son. And I think striking that balance of having it be a book that kids truly enjoy. I've had lots of friends snap pictures, send videos of them reading the book to their kids, and I cannot tell you how much that warms my heart to hear that the kids are enjoying the story, and then the adults get a chuckle of some of the little bits of hidden gems that I won't give away that I have in the story that you can look for in the illustrations or just how I've said certain things. So it's fun for adults, but it's all lighthearted. Nothing is mean-spirited. But I think it does get the point across. I read it at my son's preschool and the older kids group, and I was so impressed how the teacher talked to the kids. I did a debrief after I read the story, and she asked them a few questions. What should we do? Should we welcome people? How do we treat people that are different from us? And they got it. These are 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. And they immediately picked up on the message, and they understood that that's the right thing to do.
And that's a good way to maybe talk about that, because when we have little ones, there are things we need to talk to them about, but in ways that they understand. So maybe this opens a door for that.
Yes. And that's the point. And I've also been doing some lectures around the libraries and at JUMP, and hopefully more this fall, about using books to talk to your kids about topics that might feel scary to parents, such as race and bias. And then just in general, impressing upon parents the value of literacy and reading to your children, you know, bigger picture standpoint, not just books with maybe messages, but just reading in general.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Patty, I want to thank you for coming in today. It's been a good conversation. And Patty's book, Catalina and the King's Wall, you can find it at Rediscover Books in Boise and Hide and Seek, as well as online. Patty, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's been great chatting with you.
And I want to thank all of you for listening today. My producers, Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland, program associate, include Norm Gunning and Hannah Gardoski. Thank you so much again for listening today, and we will see you back here tomorrow.